call the conference committee back together with respect to House File 1853, Senate File 1653. We have had some chance to visit. Thank you, by the way, for the opportunity to go and visit with some of my House members that had concerns. I know that the Senate was prepared to move the language just before we recessed, and it gave me an opportunity to have some visits that I found valuable. So I and I'll just rather than hide the ball, what I'd like to see is for the proposed conference committee report that we prepared to go on, with the exception of number 11. I took to heart Representative Holberg's and Senator Betzold's concerns about that provision, and that is section 56 of the bill. As far as the mechanics of this, if somebody's comfortable just offering the proposed, all of the proposed language, and then we will take an amendment to delete section 56 of that. And finally, I believe that there will be an amendment with respect to some of the U of M language, and I know that Senator Maia wanted to make sure that we heard from you with respect to that again as well. Is there it's a combination of Senate and House language. Is there, so I won't necessarily put it on it, but is anybody comfortable offering what do we want to term that, Tom? The CCR HF 1853. Somebody want to move that, Senator Olson?
Well, no. I just wanted to have a question because I didn't realize we were taking out Section 56. Was your conversation that there were people on the House that were?
Section 56, by the way, for anybody that's not tracking that, that's the discussion that Senator Betzold and Representative Holberg had with regard to House File 127, and it's relative to defining a motor vehicle and a tractor and all of that, and that bill is going to move individually on the floor. It doesn't have anything to do with data practices. so I apologize for not being a little bit more clear, because they did talk about a variety of issues, but that was the one they weren't comfortable with.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I understand it. I know exactly what this provision is about, and I guess I was just hoping we're going to get this passed this year. But
Senator Olson, my expectation is that we will get a vote on it, and I'm hopeful, and it's my expectation as well, that it will pass the House floor and that it'll be heard yet sometime today. With that,
Mr. Chair.
Senator Sparks.
I would move the House File 1853 document prepared by Mr. Pender.
Okay. Any further discussion?
What's the deletion of such? That was already.
If you, we'll take the motion then is to move the proposed conference committee report for 1853 as drafted by Mr. Pender, with the exception of Section 56. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? That motion prevails. We then have, I believe, the one other issue that we had, number two of Mr. Neumeister's language that Mr. Fitzenreiter indicated they could work with. I visited with a couple of our House members that have raised concerns who are not on this conference committee, but have concerns about data practices. And this may not completely relieve them of their concerns, but they were more comfortable with that portion being inserted. And Senator Moore, if you want to, I know you still don't like that. If you would like to speak to it, you're certainly welcome to do that. Otherwise, I'd invite a motion to insert that language where appropriate. It would be on the document that Mr. Neumeister presented to us, and it reads, the university's percentage ownership interest in a fund or investment entity that the university is or has invested in. Is anyone comfortable making that?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Zellers moves the language, and Mr. Pender, I know, has a question relative to how that would work. Mr. Pender?
Mr. Chair, I was just questioning the phrase or was invested in. Seems, pardon me?
Has.
Oh, I'm sorry. Or has. I mean, that seems to apply to a past investment. So if they invested in it in 1950, would they have to include it in this report. I just wonder what it adds to the word is invested in.
Thank you, Mr. Pender. Senator Olson.
Well, and Mr. Chair, that kind of highlights the concern that I have when we have someone who isn't an attorney who does the drafting and a chance to vet language through the committee process. I understand we're trying to find something that you can bring back to the House members and give them, you know, some comfort with this, and I have no problem with that idea, but an alternative would be to make a commitment that we look at this again next year and look at making sure that we had a chance to work on language and talk over and hear about the potential impacts.
And thank you, Senator. I appreciate that, and my response will be as it really meant is in a very respectful way. But had the Senate not added this language to my humble humble technical commerce department bill, we wouldn't be having this discussion, and I wouldn't have members that have great anxiety about it on the House floor.
Yeah.
So I'm stuck here trying to find some language that perhaps adds some comfort so the bill will pass.
Okay.
And I think that's kind of important to a lot of people in the room. So, Senator Olson.
Well, and Mr. Chair, and I appreciate the efforts you've made to do this and the position that you've been put in. And I just would only say that the Senate would have much preferred not to have put this language onto this bill. We would have much preferred to have had a data practices conference committee. But, you know, you had a member that chose not to do that. So that's the situation we're all stuck in.
And Senator, that particular member is not here to defend himself. I'm sure there's his side to the story, and we would respect that as well. For the sake of clarity, my suggestion would be to take out the words or has, for fear that I think the university was actually in place before statehood, dating back to like 1854 or something. And I don't know what venture capital firms they invested in and when we were the wild, wild west, but I would be more comfortable with that as well. So if the maker,
motion, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Representative Zellers. Is there other discussion to that motion? Senator Moi?
I'm not going to support this, but I'm not going to object because it's a rule of the conference committee. But could we give some latitude to council to tweak with it? Because my eighth grade English teacher would say to this non-first English language person that having the sentence end with an "in" seems kind of weird.
Oh, those dangling participles, Senator Moi.
I know the council will keep in the spirit of what you're trying to do, but it just... Because Senator Linda Higgins and Senator Betzel and Senator Shy will take their pen to this next year.
Yeah.
Because is the
maker of the motion comfortable to the extent it's technical and of cleanup nature, that council not dangle their participles?
Chairman, spells to someone who teaches advanced English in grade school, I would never think to question my wife's judgment. I will amend my motion yet again.
Well, just by direction, I think this is still going to come back to all the members of the conference committee for a signature. We trust council to correct the grammar necessary so that it still reflects the intent. With that, we've got the motion before us. Is there further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
The motion prevails. Are there any other lingering issues or questions or concerns that people have? All right, then, gentlemen, Mr. Pender, Mr. Stang, I believe that we've got a conclusion with respect to to House File 1853, Senate File 1653. We should have I'm just talking housekeeping, guys. What's reasonable to expect a comeback on the language so that we have something to sign? They look at each other like, you tell them.
Mr. Chair, I guess it depends on the volume of work that they're doing. I can't make a prediction. It's probably, you know, not their least busy day of the year.
But by Tuesday or Wednesday, we should have it. Everybody's blood pressure just spiked, I suppose. All right. Well, we anticipate it'll come as rapidly as possible. We'll find everybody on the floor and get it signed, and hopefully get it acted on by both bodies yet today. With that, thank you all for your service and your help. With that, we stand adjourned.